Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 6, the spiritual forces of evil regarding demons. The objectives of this particular lesson are this, that you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to recall the origin of demons, explain their original position, identify their sphere of activity, identify the attributes of demons, explain how demon forces are organized, and lastly, summarize the activities of demons. The key verse from the Articles of War is this, 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Again, that's 1 Timothy 4:1. Introduction. In the previous chapter, you learned about Satan, and in this chapter, you will study about the troops known as demons, which are under Satan's command. Some people ignore the subject of demons completely, and others have a compulsive interest in them. You should not minimize the power of demon spirits in the world today, yet you must not become so preoccupied with them that you see a demon in everything that happens and in everyone around you. You should take a simple, literal, biblical approach to the subject of demons. Do not study secular books about such powers of evil. Your only sources of the study should be the Word of God or some good Christian literature. So firstly, we're going to discuss the origin of demons. God originally created all of the angels, and some of which later became demons. We find that in 1 John 1:3. It says, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And in Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. The original position and fall. Demons were originally like the other angels of God, with the same attributes and positions as the good angels described in chapter 4 of this course. So when Satan rebelled against God, a portion of the angels participated in his rebellion, and God cast them out of heaven along with Satan. They were no longer good spiritual beings or angels. They became evil spiritual beings, which are demons. We find that in Revelation 12:7-9. It says, and there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, Satan, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So if demons are not fallen angels, then we have no other biblical explanation for their existence, because Satan cannot create his own forces because all things were created by God. So there are two groups of these fallen angels. One group is actively opposing God and his people on the earth. Another is confined in chains. So we find that in 2 Peter 2:4. It says, for if God prepared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and he delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. In Jude 6, it says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. So there are confined demons and there are active demons. The leader of both groups is Satan, who is called the prince of devils, according to Matthew 12:24, and hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, and it will be their final destiny. Matthew 25:41 says this, that then shall he, Jesus, say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So when Jesus confronted two men possessed by demons, their response was this in Matthew 8:29, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? So the demons and the possessed men knew their final destiny was a place of eternal torment. And since hell is a place of torment and was prepared for Satan and his angels, the demons must be the fallen angels. their sphere of activity. Throughout the Bible, demons are shown as active on the earth. Since Satan is not omnipresent, which is present everywhere, he uses demons to do his will and accomplish his purpose throughout the world. They constitute the powers of the air, according to Ephesians 2:2, and the powers of darkness, Colossians 1:13, and they are all under the control of Satan. So below we have the attributes in your book, below the attributes of demons. In the original sinless condition, demons had the same attributes as the good angels previously studied in their present evil state. These demons are, they are spirits, according to Matthew 8:16, Luke 10:17-20. They can appear visibly, according to Genesis 3:1, Zechariah 3:1, and Matthew 4:9-10. They can speak, according to Mark 5:9-12, Luke 8:28, and Matthew 8:31. They believe, according to James 2:19, and they exercise their wills, according to Luke 11:24-32. They also demonstrate intelligence, according to Mark 1:24. They have emotions, according to Luke 8:28 and James 2:19. They have recognition, according to Acts 19:15. They have supernatural strength, according to Acts 19:16 and Mark 5:3. They have a supernatural presence, according to Daniel 9:21-23. They are eternal, according to Matthew 25:41. They have their own doctrine, according to 1 Timothy 4:1-3. And they're evil, according to Mark 10:1 and Mark 1:27 and Mark 3:11. So, the names of demons. Demons are all called evil spirits 6 times, and they're called unclean spirits 23 times in the New Testament. They're also called devils, and that's according to Mark 1:32, and the devil's angels, Matthew 25:41. The organization of demon forces. Let us review how God organized his angelic host. We find in Colossians 1:16, it says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." So, Satan is an imitator, not an originator. He has organized his demons in a structure that is similar to God's forces. In Ephesians 6:12 says this, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So Satan has organized these forces into several groups here. First is principalities. Satan has apparently divided the world into principalities. A principality is the territory or jurisdiction of a prince. Satan has placed a prince over each principality. The prince of the power of Persia is mentioned in Daniel 10, and this is how Satan works on a national level, influencing governments and nations. Next, we have the powers and rulers of this world. These categories of demons are at work in the social, political, and cultural systems of the world, and you'll learn how to deal with these and spirits over principalities as you study spiritual strategies for overcoming the world, which is going to be chapter number 14. Then we have spiritual wickedness in high places. High places in the Old Testament were where worship was carried on. This is how Satan works in the religious structures of the world. You will learn more about this in chapter 20 as we study about spiritual wickedness in high places. So these are organized groups, and they vary in size. And for example, Mary Magdalene had 7 demons in her prior to her deliverance, according to Luke 8:30. And it mentions a legion of demons. A legion in Roman army, which ruled at the time of Jesus, referred to 6,100 foot soldiers and 726 horsemen. So that's quite a bit. These organized forces of demons, first off, are united. In the case of demon possession, possessed man recorded in Luke 8:30, the demons were united in their purpose, which is the example was possession of the man. The same is true in Matthew 12:45, the case of Mary Magdalene, who had 7 demons. Luke 16:9, Jesus spoke of the unity of the power demon powers when he said this, "And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall his kingdom stand?" So, there are different degrees of wickedness. And this is illustrated by the demon who said that he would return with other evil spirits. In Matthew 12, 43, 45, it says, "And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, which are more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first." So another question would be, can they change their functions? The demon in 1 Kings 22, 21 through 23 declared that he would be a lying spirit, and this indicates he was not one previously, for he said, "I will be." Are there different kinds? The Bible teaches that man has a body, a soul, and a spirit, and there are several different kinds of demons that attack the body, soul, and the spirit of man. The first one is that evil or unclean spirits, they're responsible for immoral acts, unclean thoughts, oppression, possession, depression, and other strategies of Satan, which we will study later. They affect the mind and the soulish nature of man. And we find that in Matthew 10, 1, 12, 43, and Mark 1, 23 through 26. 3. Spirits of infirmity. These spirits afflict the physical body, Luke 13, 11. And 3. Seducing spirits. Seducing spirits affect the mind, soul, and the spirit of a man, influencing him to believe false doctrines, as indicated in 1 Timothy 4, 1. These spirits seduce people to believe a lie and be damned in eternal punishment, and they are spirits of false doctrine, cults, false Christs, and false teachers. Activities of demons. Demons follow orders given by their prince, Satan. So we can summarize the activities of demons by noting that they are always directed against God, his plan, and his people. Demons are used by Satan to attack the word of God, your worship of God, your walk with God, and your work for God. And in chapter 8, you're going to learn the details of the enemy's strategy in spiritual warfare. Satan uses his demons to accomplish this strategy throughout the world. Demons extend Satan's power by promoting deception and wickedness. They affect individuals, governments, nations, and the world system, and they promote rebellion and slander both God and men. They promote idolatry, false doctrines, and blind men and women to the truth of the gospel. These demons attack unbelievers, driving them to commit terrible acts of murder, injure, commit suicide. They affect the mind with emotional problems and the body with physical infirmities. Demon attack believers by temptation, deception, depression, and oppression. They try to keep you in bondage to habits and fear. They accuse and slander you and to create division among the people of God. They target your spiritual walk with God and fight against the Word of God, the worship of God, and your work for God. They also attack your physical body. Unbelievers are defenseless against attacks of demonic powers, but believers have powerful spiritual weapons and strategies for dealing with this mighty spiritual force of evil. You will learn about these weapons and strategies as you continue to study spiritual warfare. So go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.